Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Welcome to this week's program. Last Saturday evening, about 50 of our listeners called the station about a strange event happening in the city park. They told me that while walking through the park, they could see hundreds of people dancing. But they were surprised that there was no music playing. So what was that all about? It was so strange that I decided to find the organizer of this unusual event and invite him to our studio. So a warm welcome to Mr. Steve Morgan.
Hi, everybody.
Steve, what was going on in our city park last Saturday?
Well, it was a silent disco.
A silent disco? Sounds unusual. Tell us more about it.
If you look closer at the dancers at a silent disco, you'll see that all of them are wearing headphones, so they can hear the music they are dancing to, but you can't.
Oh, I see. Why did you decide to organise such an event here?
Well, the park is in the city centre, and everybody knows that people living nearby don't like loud music at night. A year ago, I was at a music festival in France, where I saw what a silent disco was all about, and I thought it would be good to have a similar event in our city.
What music can you dance to at a silent disco?
Well, there are three DJs, and each one plays different music. The DJs are given different colours, green, blue, or red. Everybody who comes to a silent disco gets a pair of special headphones from the organisers. They light up with the colour of the DJ whose music you're listening to. And if you don't like the music, you can just switch to another DJ.
So will there be another silent disco in the city park?
Sure. In fact, there's going to be one next Saturday. Come along. Everyone is welcome. It'll be fun, I promise.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Welcome to this week's program. Last Saturday evening, about 50 of our listeners called the station about a strange event happening in the city park. They told me that while walking through the park, they could see hundreds of people dancing. But they were surprised that there was no music playing. So what was that all about? It was so strange that I decided to find the organizer of this unusual event and invite him to our studio. So a warm welcome to Mr. Steve Morgan.
Hi, everybody.
Steve, what was going on in our city park last Saturday?
Well, it was a silent disco.
A silent disco? Sounds unusual. Tell us more about it.
If you look closer at the dancers at a silent disco, you'll see that all of them are wearing headphones, so they can hear the music they are dancing to, but you can't.
Oh, I see. Why did you decide to organise such an event here?
Well, the park is in the city centre, and everybody knows that people living nearby don't like loud music at night. A year ago, I was at a music festival in France, where I saw what a silent disco was all about, and I thought it would be good to have a similar event in our city.
What music can you dance to at a silent disco?
Well, there are three DJs, and each one plays different music. The DJs are given different colours, green, blue, or red. Everybody who comes to a silent disco gets a pair of special headphones from the organisers. They light up with the color of the DJ whose music you're listening to. And if you don't like the music, you can just switch to another DJ.
So will there be another silent disco in the city park?
Sure. In fact, there's going to be one next Saturday. Come along. Everyone is welcome. It'll be fun, I promise.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
It's the end of your trip and you're at the airport. But wait! You suddenly realise you forgot to get something for your friends. So you quickly buy an expensive t-shirt or a fridge magnet. Honestly, you shouldn't bother. If you don't bring home a souvenir for your friends, it doesn't mean you have forgotten about them. It just means you care too much to get them things they don't want or need.
Two. Tourists often take home pieces of rock from the places they visit when they are on holiday. Yet some people say that these souvenirs may bring you bad luck. A woman from Hong Kong was given a piece of rock from Tintagel in Cornwall by a friend. Soon after she got it, she broke up with her boyfriend, and her father lost his job. She was sure it was all because of the stone. So she got on a plane to the UK and took the piece of rock back to Cornwall where her friend had taken it from. Three.
A dream trip isn't complete without taking home a souvenir or two. But you'd better be careful, as some souvenirs might not be allowed in your country. One example is a popular European treat, a chocolate egg with a small toy inside. Surprisingly, it's against the law in the USA, because as officials say, the small plastic toy inside the egg could be dangerous for children.
Four. After 2 weeks of travelling across Tibet, I reached the Everest base camp. My guide, who'd travelled with me on the trip, said it was okay to take a stone home if I wanted to. I can't say how long I spent checking stones to find the one I liked best, examining their shape and color. I finally found the perfect one. I keep it in a special place in my room now, and it reminds me of this special trip.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
It's the end of your trip and you're at the airport. But wait! You suddenly realise you forgot to get something for your friends. So you quickly buy an expensive t-shirt or a fridge magnet. Honestly, you shouldn't bother. If you don't bring home a souvenir for your friends, it doesn't mean you have forgotten about them. It just means you care too much to get them things they don't want or need.
Two. Tourists often take home pieces of rock from the places they visit when they are on holiday. Yet some people say that these souvenirs may bring you bad luck. A woman from Hong Kong was given a piece of rock from Tintagel in Cornwall by a friend. Soon after she got it, she broke up with her boyfriend, and her father lost his job. She was sure it was all because of the stone. So she got on a plane to the UK and took the piece of rock back to Cornwall where her friend had taken it from. Three.
A dream trip isn't complete without taking home a souvenir or two. But you'd better be careful, as some souvenirs might not be allowed in your country. One example is a popular European treat, a chocolate egg with a small toy inside. Surprisingly, it's against the law in the USA, because as officials say, the small plastic toy inside the egg could be dangerous for children.
Four. After 2 weeks of travelling across Tibet, I reached the Everest base camp. My guide, who'd travelled with me on the trip, said it was okay to take a stone home if I wanted to. I can't say how long I spent checking stones to find the one I liked best, examining their shape and colour. I finally found the perfect one. I keep it in a special place in my room now, and it reminds me of this special trip.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Last Saturday, James Sawyer, our city's best runner, lost a race he had expected to win. This is what happened. As he was approaching the finishing line, he slowed down and waved to the crowd. But at that moment, another runner passed him, and James lost the race by just a tenth of a second. After the race, James told reporters, "I thought I was a long way in front of the guy behind me, and I was 100% certain I had lots of time. I'm not proud of myself right now, but it's a good lesson for me."
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last Saturday, James Sawyer, our city's best runner, lost a race he had expected to win. This is what happened. As he was approaching the finishing line, he slowed down and waved to the crowd. But at that moment, another runner passed him, and James lost the race by just a tenth of a second. After the race, James told reporters, "I thought I was a long way in front of the guy behind me, and I was 100% certain I had lots of time. I'm not proud of myself right now, but it's a good lesson for me." Two.
Jacob, you're a professional photographer. Do you always work in your studio?
No, I'm often hired to take photos during wedding ceremonies or other important occasions.
Has anything unexpected ever happened to you on the job?
Well, once I was hired to take photos of a man asking his girlfriend to marry him. He had decided to do it in the park at sunrise. I woke up really early and arrived at the spot at 5:30 a.m. It was half an hour earlier than arranged. I hid behind a tree, of course, and waited. A couple arrived at the expected time. The man pulled out the ring, the woman started crying, and it was obvious that she said yes. Satisfied with my work, I packed up my equipment and went back home. But you know what? It turned out my clients had overslept and appeared in the park an hour later when I had already left.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jacob, you're a professional photographer. Do you always work in your studio?
No. I'm often hired to take photos during wedding ceremonies or other important occasions.
Has anything unexpected ever happened to you on the job?
Well, once I was hired to take photos of a man asking his girlfriend to marry him. He had decided to do it in the park at sunrise. I woke up really early and arrived at the spot at 5:30 a.m. It was half an hour earlier than arranged. I hid behind a tree, of course, and waited. A couple arrived at the expected time. The man pulled out the ring, the woman started crying, and it was obvious that she said yes. Satisfied with my work, I packed up my equipment and went back home. But you know what? It turned out my clients had overslept and appeared in the park an hour later when I had already left. Three.
2 years ago, I went to see a flower exhibition. While I was walking around and looking at the beautiful plants, I suddenly noticed a sunflower which looked sad. It was in a pot standing in the shade. Well, I'm an engineer, so I decided to build a robot which would make sure a plant is always in a perfect sunny location. The robot has 6 legs and moves like a crab. You put a flower pot on it, and thanks to its sensors, it walks towards the sunlight so that your plant always stays in the sun.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
2 years ago, I went to see a flower exhibition. While I was walking around and looking at the beautiful plants, I suddenly noticed a sunflower which looked sad. It was in a pot standing in the shade. Well, I'm an engineer, so I decided to build a robot which would make sure a plant is always in a perfect sunny location. The robot has 6 legs and moves like a crab. You put a flower pot on it, and thanks to its sensors, it walks towards the sunlight so that your plant always stays in the sun.
Four. When it comes to buying food at restaurants, the only thing better than a great meal is a great cheap meal. Too Good To Go is an app which lets you get great food at amazing prices. How does it work? Lots of restaurants have food left over every day, and sadly, most of it is simply thrown away in the evenings, although it's perfectly fine to eat. Using the app, you can view restaurants and the special offers they have. Then you can collect the food just before closing time. With prices reduced to £2 or £4, it's a real bargain. And better yet, you help save the environment.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When it comes to buying food at restaurants, the only thing better than a great meal is a great cheap meal. Too Good To Go is an app which lets you get great food at amazing prices. How does it work? Lots of restaurants have food left over every day, and sadly, most of it is simply thrown away in the evenings, although it's perfectly fine to eat. Using the app, you can view restaurants and the special offers they have. Then you can collect the food just before closing time. With prices reduced to £2 or £4, it's a real bargain. And better yet, you help save the environment. Five. It's such a lovely party, isn't it? What did you get Mark for his birthday?
Well, I found something he'll love, and it wasn't expensive.
What is it?
A smart water bottle.
A smart water bottle? What's that?
It's a bottle which has got a built-in battery and Bluetooth. It vibrates to remind you when it's time to take a drink while you're exercising.
Well, I don't know if Mark will use a gadget like that.
I'm sure he will. Look, he's going to open his presents. I can't wait to see if he likes it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
It's such a lovely party, isn't it? What did you get Mark for his birthday?
Well, I found something he'll love, and it wasn't expensive.
What is it?
A smart water bottle.
A smart water bottle? What's that?
It's a bottle which has got a built-in battery and Bluetooth. It vibrates to remind you when it's time to take a drink while you're exercising.
Well, I don't know if Mark will use a gadget like that.
I'm sure he will. Look, he's going to open his presents. I can't wait to see if he likes it.
Six. And now some local news. Getting to the airport on time can be stressful. But what happened to drivers on their way to Denver International Airport last Sunday was a real nightmare. Suddenly, traffic came to a standstill because the highway leading to the airport was blocked by protesters. Although police arrived immediately, a huge traffic jam formed. Some drivers used their satellite navigation to find another route, but that wasn't a good idea because they ended up on a narrow road that was under repair. As a result, almost 100 cars got stuck in mud and sand. One of the drivers said, "It's a pity that I trusted my navigation system and didn't just wait for the jam to clear. I won't make that mistake again."
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And now some local news. Getting to the airport on time can be stressful. But what happened to drivers on their way to Denver International Airport last Sunday was a real nightmare. Suddenly, traffic came to a standstill because the highway leading to the airport was blocked by protesters. Although police arrived immediately, a huge traffic jam formed. Some drivers used their satellite navigation to find another route. But that wasn't a good idea because they ended up on a narrow road that was under repair. As a result, almost 100 cars got stuck in mud and sand. One of the drivers said, "It's a pity that I trusted my navigation system and didn't just wait for the jam to clear. I won't make that mistake again."
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.